This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today we are joined by a very special guest.
It's true, it's true.
We have Jessie Dubai with us. Jessie started as a webcam model in Colorado. She's worked with Devil's Film, Evil Angel, Bob's Tea Girls, Deviant Entertainment, Frank's Tea World, Kink.com, and many more. And I pulled something from your press document that I loved, Jessie, about how you believe sex on screen to be totally natural and consider nudity and sex on film to be art.
Yes.
Love it.
I mean, don't you think like the first time that, or before even you had your first time, just like you're painting something or creating something,
yeah.
You think about it. You put it on your mind how you want that first experience to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when that time comes, if permitted, you know, basically you start painting, you know, what you
yeah.
had in your mind. You start like creating what you had in your mind.
But there's like an imaginative connection.
Yes,
there.
There's an imaginative.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once you do porn, it's like, think about it. If I was a painter, I will use a brush,
yeah,
an empty canvas, colors, and paint my beautiful painting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm a porn star. My canvas is my body.
Yeah.
My brush is my dick. The cameras are my frame.
Yeah.
And my art is what you see in yeah. the screen.
Yeah.
So it's all natural. Whatever I do in camera, it's not that I was forced or
yeah.
I was asked to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what I feel like doing, what I feel like
yeah.
Jessie Dubai does.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
like any performer.
Right. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that you take that kind of agency for yourself and that you're only doing what you're inspired to, it sounds mm-hmm. like.
Yes. There was one question out of topic that
yeah.
one time I was asked, that they asked me, like, what would you tell, you know, someone that is coming into the industry as a good advice? My first advice was, or like the only big advice was, never do anything that you don't want to and only do things that you want to.
Yeah. Right.
Why? Because if you do things that you want to, you're going to see this job as a hobby, as something mm-hmm. that you love, and
yeah.
the money is just extra. If you start getting requests for this and this and this, and just because you want the money, you want the exposure, you stretch yourself too thin
mm-hmm.
just to, in order to, like, you know, comply with those demands,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna end up hating the job because, you know, they ask you, I want you to do like a gangbang with 20 guys. Okay, perfect. Next time it's gonna be like, I want you to do a gangbang with 30 guys. And
yeah.
you're just gonna have to stretch yourself
right.
more and more and more. Take your pace, take it slow,
yeah.
right. do what you're comfortable with
yeah.
this month. Next month might be different.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that those 2 months have in common is, one, you did what you wanted to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Two, you did it with your heart and with pleasure, not
mm-hmm.
with, you know, rejection or like, oh, I'm just doing this for the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And three, it's art. It's you. It's you showing what you know how to do, what
yeah.
you know what to do and what you love doing.
Yeah.
Do that.
I love that.
That's lovely. How did you get your start in adult entertainment? I mean, we mentioned in the description that you started as a webcam model.
Of course. Well, yeah. first I started as an escort because a girl has to eat and put a roof over her shoulder or over her head.
Uh-huh.
Honey, don't I know it.
Yes, of course. But, and, you know, in Facebook, I remember Facebook wasn't even in yet. It was just MySpace.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, building my MySpace, you know, putting my pictures out there. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of girls, you know, in my city, but I was the only one of the few pretty ones, passable ones. Everyone was just seeing, you know, pictures from Beyonce or Shakira without their heads, claiming to be them.
Okay, right.
So I'm like, all these girls are taking my money. I'm like, no. So I'm going to make my own website, which was my MySpace back then.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I had a lot of people ask me, like, why don't you do webcamming? Or why don't you do, you know, porn?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not into it. It took me a year until I was like, you know, my dad said, you know, if God brings you, sends you lemons, learn to make lemonade, lemon pie, lemon cake.
Right.
So I was like, why not actually try porn? You know?
Yeah.
I started applying, took a year for any company. Hire me. Yes.
Wow.
When I was like 1 month away from actually getting married when I got the call from Kink. Do you want to work? And I was like, sure, I don't know. Let me see. I found out that my future husband was cheating on me. And I was like, you know what? Here is your ring.
Yeah.
I love you, but I'm going to go follow, you know, what my dream is. But you don't want a fucking camera. I'm like, no, I don't. But I want to be an actress. And if this is my pathway, if this is the key that unlocks that door, I'm going to go for it, you know? But at least I know that I'm doing this for me. And, you know, I'm not going to be wasting my time with you. That was the first thing, starting to think about me. Mm-hmm. Once Kink opened that door for me, then every door started opening. And I started seeing this as, of course, a business.
Yeah.
But I also started seeing as like, this is my dream. I'm an actress. I'm going to become a model.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm to the point that I'm like, Jessie Dubai, the moment, it's like Nike. The moment you say Jessie Dubai, you know who I am. You know my talent.
You have a really strong brand.
I have a strong brand.
Yeah.
I work so hard on building that brand.
Yeah.
You know, that my name, like my dad says, put your name up here and go to bed because your name will bring money.
Yeah.
And right now, sitting with you girls right now, my name is making money for me on my websites as we speak.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
another advice
I am
that
not
I will
making
give
any
girls.
Money.
That's the advice that I give girls, you know, value yourself. And if you can open your own website, do it because you'll make more money in the long run.
It's cool to me that you got your start on kink.com. We actually had Mickey Mott on recently, who also did his first performance and first scenes with kink.com. And the video that we're going to talk about later is from kink.com.
So we're big fans.
It's great that they're a big part of your start and also your like overall bread and butter. Like in general, you just hear great things about that site and that company. Yeah.
They are. And they were back in the day when they were in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Right now, things have changed, but still, every time I work with different producers, even though they're like scattered all over the country, Las Vegas, San Francisco, LA, they're still the same kind-hearted persons. They always make sure that I'm safe. They always make sure that I'm taken care of.
Right.
So that is one thing that in the adult industry is like much needed.
Yeah.
We're so vulnerable being naked in front of people that when a company takes care of you and makes sure that you're safe, you're like, I love this job. Why would people talk shit about this?
Exactly.
Like, I used to get fucked over and screwed over at McDonald's more than I do here.
Right. It's so true. And that's like definitely one of the things that we're trying to do with this podcast is like, you know, push people to be like supporting those companies.
Support us. Support them.
Support the ethical companies that are supporting the performers.
Right.
Are there any other companies you love that you want to shout out that you've worked with?
Every single company that you guys have seen me with, if I have worked with them, it's because I appreciate them.
Right.
If there's a company and there's been two, and I'm not going to mention them because there's no point for it.
Sure.
But there's been two companies that I did a shoot for them. And after the shoot, then, you know, things went a little bit sour, whatnot. I immediately gave them their check back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take the money. And I asked for my model release back.
Yeah.
They gave it to me. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I don't want this scene out because I do not want you to be affiliated with my name.
Yeah.
So I'm buying my content back.
Do you find that that's common among other performers? Like, do most performers take that kind of agency and say, like, if you crossed a boundary, I'm out and I'm not finishing the shoot? Or is it kind of vary based on the person?
It's variable. I know girls that even if they get offered $500 or $200 or even for free, like, hey, I'm a famous big porn star, like, let's go do a scene with this company. And, you know, the model and, like, the guy that hires her end up getting like a cut of the money, and then the girl gets like paid minimum just to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Some girls will accept it because, you know, they're barely starting in the industry, and some girls like me that we've been in the industry for like years, we're like, no, yeah, yeah,
it's not
like,
worth it.
I already made my name, like, it's not worth it. Why should I, like, you know, lower, like, why should I get off my pedestal, even as cocky and, you know, considered that sounds?
Right.
I work so hard to be at this level in my pedestal.
Right.
Why should I get off my pedestal, come down and bring you back up when you haven't done anything for me, whether you're my best friend or a good performer?
Yeah.
It's like, no.
I don't think it's cocky or conceited to hold space for yourself. That's self-respect.
It's what
me.
I mean.
Yeah.
Do only what you're comfortable to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's been actors, really famous actors in the adult industry, and even guys that are like only with girls, you know, that they're like, I've never done a scene with a transsexual, but I'm willing to do it with you in camera and this and that. But we can't do this. We can't do that. I don't want to show this. I don't want to show that. I don't want to be a prop in your movie.
Yeah.
Either we do this together and we make art.
Yeah.
Or you pay me to be a prop in your scene.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, like, you know, degrade myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask for less money than what I have put myself to, or even do it for free, just so you can get, you know, just so I can put my name a little bit out there and you get all the credit.
Exactly. Yeah. Because
in this industry, it's like we have two hands. One hand washes the other. Mm. If we don't do that, I mean, you're going to have one hand stinking more than the other.
Yeah. It seems like right now there is much more conversation in the public eye and in like overall media around trans issues.
Yeah. Thanks to social media.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. That's a big part of it, is it gives access to a community to have a voice and to have a platform. Do you find that that has spilled over into the adult entertainment world? Like, is trans identity shifting inside of the porn world, or has it kind of been the same, like your experience been relatively the same in recent years?
In a way, it's still the same, because like straight porn media and transsexual porn media and, you know, gay porn media, even though we're like the same, we're like in the same, I guess, let's put it, we're in the same, you know, area in the map.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're still different little islands.
Yeah.
You
know,
like some, like if a guy, gay guy works with a transsexual, then immediately the gay community is like, oh, I don't want to see you perform anymore because you're fucking a transsexual. And that's like, you're becoming straight again. You know, it's like all these little fights with the fans.
Yeah.
And sometimes the performers will be like, oh, I can't work with you, or we can fuck behind scenes, but I can't do it on camera because if my fans are the company or my agent sees it, then I will get dropped from here. My fans won't buy this, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that affects it, because it's just like you're limiting yourself.
Yeah.
I don't limit myself. Everyone thinks that I'm just into guys. No, I'm into guys, yes. But I fuck girls, trans guys.
Right.
You know, everything but animals.
Yeah, good for you.
Even vegetables, you know? So it's like, just
vegetables find their way in sometimes.
Have it fun, but, you know, don't limit yourself, because if you limit yourself, you're limiting your money, you're limiting your experiences, you're limiting, you know, the experience of life.
I hope you don't mind me asking, and we can strike it later.
Oh, please ask me anything you want.
You mentioned your dad a couple of times. Has your family been supportive of your career? Are they involved in any way or aware of it? I just told my mom about this podcast a couple of weeks ago. My dad will never know about it because he's born again, and it's just like better if we don't talk about it. But I'm curious if you have a different experience.
Yeah.
Well, long story short, when I was 14, my dad found out that I was dressing up by, you know, he caught me in the streets with friends. He beat me up. He's like, you're an embarrassment. I don't want this for your life, blah, blah, blah. Now there's a twist. My dad is gay. And he's been married with his partner for 10 years.
Oh, interesting.
So imagine when he's, you know, going on a date with his boyfriend at that time. He sees me going up the street with my friends dressed as a girl. He's like, what's going on? Instead of him supporting me and going like, I understand what you're going through, he beat me up. He's punched me. Mm. He like, literally, we got home. He took the cable from the radio that it was in the kitchen. Mm. And he started smacking me with it so freaking hard that was like, the time that I was like, I hate you. Like, you should be supporting me.
Yeah.
You're attacking me. That was the day that I ran away from home for 2 years. After that beating, my dad left and he didn't saw me for 2 years.
Wow.
He tried to contact me, call me, all that stuff. And all I would do is like answer and be like, I'm fine. Do not worry about me.
Yeah.
And hang up for 2 years. After that, once I decided to talk with him again, he realized how much he missed me. And it didn't matter if I was a boy, girl, an animal, or a pig.
Yeah.
He will still love me and be there for me.
Yeah.
So once we started becoming friends, he's the first one that put me in a transsexual or a drag queen competition. Like, hey, my friend at this nightclub's having this competition. You want to compete? Sure, but I don't have a dress. I don't have makeup. He took me that same day to go buy my makeup. Oh. He called his friends, all the old drag queens, to let me borrow dresses, to let me borrow outfits. Then the following week, I competed and I won my first title, which was Miss Cosmopolitan 2008-2009.
Wow.
After that...
I'm like getting emotional.
I know. And then, I love that this story has a happy twist.
And my dad was one of my dancers. I didn't have dancers because I was doing Shakira and I was like, I need you just like to be stand behind me and lift this up. Yeah. So my dad was one of my dancers.
my dad
didn't have to say anything. Yeah. With him doing that, it's like he would have said, I love you, I accept you, doesn't matter what you do, I'll be there for you.
Yeah.
Oh. Then... that same night when my dad found me like dressed up and whatnot, he called my mom and he said, hey, I found your son like this, like this, like this. Talk with him. I spoke with my mom. She said, we'll talk later. She was fine. She's like, I already knew. I don't like that your dad hit you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This and that and that and that. And listening to my mom, I was like, okay, I'm going to do something. Please don't judge me. And if my dad calls you that I did it, just tell him that you knew and that I'm okay. And my dad called her and she said, what did he do? Or what did she do? She ran away from home and she's ignoring my calls. And my dad tells me to this day, your mom said, leave her alone. She went away from you because you rejected her.
Yeah.
She'll come back when she's ready.
Yeah.
And he left me for 2 years until I was ready, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. And sometimes we talk about it. Now my family literally kisses the floor where I walk. Because, I mean, yes, thanks to the money that I provide for them, because I've paid for my mom's, my sister's tuition, and my brother's tuition. I just got a car for my mom, like on Mother's Day, just like a few weeks ago. And all the, you know, things that I do for my family is out of love. It's not that I'm trying to buy their love, but the fact that they supported me and they were like that, you know, pushing motor that it was like, we don't care what you do.
You
are you and we love you.
And
it was like, you know, props to them. It was like everything for you. So now I tell everyone, speak with the truth. Talk to your family about it.
Yeah.
You know, even if they will hate you for like a month or two, blood is thicker than water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if someone truly loves you, doesn't matter that you're going against their religious or political beliefs.
Yeah.
Blood is thicker than water. And that's if they reject you and they still hating you and they're still trashing you, then it's just like an illness.
Yeah.
Mm. You don't want it in your life.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how bad
it's,
you know,
toxic. It's their loss ultimately.
It's their loss. It's like chicken pox. You know, it's like you don't want to have them, but sooner or later they need to happen to you because that's part of life.
Yeah.
You know?
So you build immunity is kind of what you're saying.
You build immunity.
Yeah.
Whether you're going to let the chicken pox define you, like, oh, I don't want to get chicken pox. I'm so scared of chicken pox. Oh, do not touch me because you had chicken pox. Oh, I haven't had the chicken pox. Or you confront them, get the chicken pox, you get them cured, and you're like, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm strong.
Yeah.
And I can do this. It's just like having that fear of like, are you going to hide that you want to transition? Are you going to hide that you're lesbian, gay, or whatever? Or you're going to open that door, you know, like a, you know, like a
rip the band-aid off.
Like rip the band-aid off.
Exactly.
You know, it's only going to happen once. Once it happens, then you'll find out who's really there with you and who was just really there for what you can do for them.
Yeah.
And then decide whether you want something pure next to you or you want just want to, you know, collect vials of poison just because you think you need them for later.
I feel like this is a good place. Thank you for sharing that. I think this might be a great time to take a break because I just need to take a moment.
I'm like, yes, you should. I guess. So emotional.
Laura's emotional. We're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hey, This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. What a hot little break that was.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
So much. I went to suck someone in the parking lot. Just enough time. I love
You're
the quick
fast,
commercial.
Girl.
Of course.
She said, she's a pro.
I'm done. Let's go.
So I've got some cute little facts about trans porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear, Jesse, your thoughts on them, you know? Laura, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have a little bit as well, but you start. You're
okay,
always good with the research, girl.
I love research. I know. It makes me horny. Okay. So basically, trans as a search term has, according to Pornhub Insights, has gained popularity since 2013. Men apparently are proportionately 63% more likely to search for transgender-related porn.
I found that too, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. I honestly didn't know. I didn't know what to expect, if it was more of like a male search term or a female search term.
I was curious. They said an interesting thing. I think we read the same article, Rachel, that they said our statistics are derived from Google Analytics. So if our demographics data, we're limited to two genders, male and female. So we're unable to see what type of porn transgender identifying people prefer to view.
That's a huge hole.
Yeah, like looking at this. But yeah, again, it's data binary. Is sort of limited and it's binary. But yeah, I'm also interested to know if that 63% like what the sexuality schematic
is,
which is info I don't have. But it's interesting to hear that generally speaking, it's more men.
Yeah.
Well, in my experience, because I've been with couples, I've been with single men. I haven't been with single women, but I've been with couples. Couples love watching my porn together. You know, there is, I guess, and I've had couples that have hired me for like private shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked them, I always ask them, why me? Mm-hmm. Like there's thousands, even though I'm like, you know, I could consider myself like the hottest shit. And I'm like, yeah, you should always pick me.
Yeah.
I always ask, you know, cause that's part of like, you know, my questionnaire. Why me? What made me special to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell me, well, because this and this and this, you know, everything personal about me. But one thing they all have in common, or couples have in common, is my wife doesn't want to see me with a girl, and I don't want to see my wife with a guy.
Oh.
So why not have someone that can please us both, that we will both be interested in?
Oh,
without, you know, building that, you know, like, oh, I fell for that guy. Like if a couple, you know, is with a guy, maybe the girl will like the new guy more than her husband.
Yeah.
Or if the right. husband is with a new girl and his wife, maybe the husband will like the new girl more than the wife, and the girl will be jealous. Mm-hmm. That's why couples like to be with girl like me, because he's like,
that's, you know, it's really funny. It's like, never thought, like, that you're like the workaround.
Yeah.
The loophole.
It's like, baby, sweetheart, do you want to suck on some titties? There's Jessie Dubai. Yeah. And then the husband will be like, mi amor, do you want to suck on some dick? There's Jessie Dubai. Boom. There's something for both of them, you know, without having to, you know, worry about it. But back to your question. Yes, I do. I do see, I believe in those statistics that since 2013,
things have been increasing.
The popularity on transsexual porn and transsexual views, pretty much exposure, has been more, you know, viewed and like more open about it and like more
because there has
broad.
Been more visibility
there's
like mainstream media.
There's mainstream media. There's the social media. You know, it doesn't matter. Like back in the day, all we had was what TV and radio will tell us.
Right.
Then it was what TV, radio, and Facebook will tell us. I mean, MySpace.
Right.
Now it's what Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and all those different social media platforms that we have. That if you don't give a voice, I have my own voice. And that is also helping to like, oh, it's not one transsexual, it's not two transsexuals. There's thousands of them, and people are being more broad about them. Yeah. And whether it's because you have a fetish because you like transsexuals, or whether it's because like, wait, what? They're actually girls with penises? Let me go check this out, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's because you're a hobbyist, or whether it's because you're, you know, how do you say, curious about it?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go and check. And that is, you know, what brings up, you know, those your statistics higher, because whether it was just for curiosity or because this person's going to jerk off to them.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, you know, how do you say, desire of, you know, checking it out that makes them more like open to it.
Yeah.
There's some people that will look at porn, transsexual porn 24/7.
Right.
But if they ever hang out with a porn star or with a transsexual next to them, they'll be like, oh, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, stay away, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want people to know. Just like, remember that? What was that? Was that a football player? Or I forgot who it was that they took a picture with a transsexual woman. It was like two guys. You know, one guy takes a picture with a transsexual girl and he's like really close to her, hugging her, like there's no problem. And the other guy is like, you know, few steps away, kind of like, I'll take the picture, but I won't get near to her.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, the twist here is that the guy that stepped away from the transsexual literally just came out that he had sex with a transsexual like a week ago, and he's been dating a guy.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
So it's like trying to hide from who he is.
And then the guy that was right next to the transsexual, you can tell he's so secure of his sexuality that being next to someone different than him is not going to change him. Now, the person that is trying to hide it, it's like when you fart.
Yeah.
It's like
the
when
shame.
You fart at an elevator.
The shame.
What do you do? You did it. You did it. Even though you know by heart, you're the one that did it, and you stink because you know your smell.
Yeah.
You blame other
You're
people.
Like, who farted?
Exactly, you know?
That's Can I just you say that you were coming with so many great metaphors?
I know. Like, you really are.
It's like, who farted? He did it.
Yeah.
Bitch,
listen, you homophobe. You farted in the elevator.
Own it. Say, I farted.
I do that.
I do, like, too. I'm like, sorry, it was me. I farted.
There's times that I'm like with my boyfriend or I'm like with my friends and I'll be like, hey, this is for you. Or like, I'll be like, babe, come. He's like, what? I got something to tell you. What? And I'll be like, that's what I think of you.
Own it. That's right.
Too good.
I can't tell you how relevant that is to the person I am.
Yes.
Laura can testify.
Rachel has farted on me so many times. It's out of control.
The other day I literally was like, oh, did I? I totally did.
Yeah.
I was like, did I fart? Oh, yeah, I did.
There's the riddle or a saying in Spanish that goes, I'd rather lose a friend than lose my butthole, you know, like my intestine. Like, I don't care if you stop being my friend for like farting, but I am not holding my fart inside just to be friends with you, bitch.
Come on.
I'm letting it rip.
That's right.
I love that we've just gone like a really deep rabbit hole about farting.
About farts.
We went from
new
like,
podcast.
Yeah.
We went from like being so serious and being very emotional
now
to like fucking farts.
This is what I came for, really.
Yeah.
Fart talk.
Some people come from farts. Like, oh, you fart on me.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
that's absolutely a fetish.
It is a fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking people love it.
I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, you know? Yeah.
Do you have any other research,
I do.
Rachel?
I have some more. So apparently worldwide, transgender-related terms represent 1.9% of all searches on Pornhub. So that's like over a million searches a day, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Argentina searches for more transgender porn than any other country in the world, making up for 4% of all their searches.
Interesting.
Interestingly, Argentina also has some of the most comprehensive transgender rights in the world.
Huh.
So in 2012, the country passed its gender law, making it one of the only countries in the world which didn't require trans people to seek out hormone therapy, surgery, or psychiatric diagnosis before legally changing their gender.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
Argentina, they must have a strong population there.
Yeah.
The only thing is that they don't have money.
They have they have other issues.
Yeah. They got more issues. They got bigger issues than, you know, if I want to grow boobs with hormones or not.
Yeah. Pros and cons. Yeah.
Yeah. It's increasingly popular in older age. So like people 45 and up, I guess, search for trans more, according to Pornhub.
Oh, it makes sense. Yeah. I'm like, imagine if you're like 20, all you want to do is just like, you know, fuck guys.
Yeah.
Then you get to your 30s, you're like, let's try a girl, you know?
Yeah.
Like that one time in college when I was drunk. You
know? Yeah. right.
I never went to college, but I still have those experiences.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see like how that shifts. Cause I feel like there is kind of a shift in like, you know, like social, like sexual shifts and like acceptance in the world. And also like,
Those
visibility.
Percentages seem even low to me right now, but that's also because I'm part of a very progressive liberal bubble in New York. So I'm like, well, I have plenty of trans friends of all varieties. Yeah. So why is that so low?
But seems low.
But that's,
but
you know,
middle America, like other
nationally
small
and
places. Right.
Yeah.
What else do I have? Do you have anything?
I had the stuff that I already read.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you want, we can move on to reviewing these vids.
Yeah. Sure. Let's talk about the vids.
Should we do the pink label first?
Okay.
And then do Jesse's video?
Sounds good to me.
Somehow I feel like save the best for last.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe. So this is called Hot for Vicky.
Yes.
We got it on pinklabel.tv.
Right.
But it's specifically Fox House Films.
Yeah.
Featuring performers Saint Roach and Vicky McBride.
Vicky Bride.
Did I just write McBride?
Yeah, it's Vicky Bride.
What happened to me?
I don't know.
Brain fart.
We're just talking about farts.
It all goes back to farts.
It
always does.
So Fox House Films started by Alex Fox in 2014. This is the first video that we featured by them.
Yes. And Alex Fox directed this video
as well. She did. It's she focuses on multigendered and polysexual BDSM porn. She's basically was like, a quote from her is like, I want to make commercially successful hardcore porn that has a strong ethical basis and is recognized for its artistic value, which
there
is great.
Go.
Wonderful.
That's what we're looking for.
She also had this interesting, there was an interview with her, and I wanted to talk about this because I learned a lot like doing the research for this episode. But she had this quote, and I wanted if you have anything to say about it, Jesse. She said, usually in mainstream porn, trans women are cast as tops, traps, or surprises. And I don't know what a trap or a surprise means.
I think what they're trying to say is like, it's like when I walked in here, I didn't portray it to be someone that I wasn't. I just came, introduced myself as Jesse Dubai.
Yeah.
You saw me as a girl. You gave me a kiss on the cheek. You gave me a kiss on the cheek. You gave me a kiss on the cheek. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Just like a normal girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, did I trick you into doing that? Did I portray to be someone to do that? No.
Yeah.
You did it out of your heart. I think that's what some people think about us, that the fact that we transition into women, we go out there, you know, to like surprise men with seduce them that we're one thing, and then suddenly we're like, oh, I'm something different. That's what the porn usually does. And I mean, all the films that I've done, it's always that. It's like, I am, you know, the housewife that suddenly, oh, she has a dick.
Oh, okay.
I am the girlfriend that you're seeing for months and, oh, suddenly she has a dick.
Or
I am the, you know, mistress that forces you and she has a dick and she hasn't told you. Now you have to suck because you have no other option.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's always like me, you know, hiding it, me tricking you later into it. It's never of like the guy knowing that he's going to be with a transsexual and enjoying it. It's always like, oh, I thought you were a woman. But I'm still straight.
In
the movie, it's going to portray that I'm still straight because I kissed you. I seduced you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. And now that I know, I don't care because you're a girl and I'm going to suck your dick. And that's, I think that's how they build it for men where like, you know, you can suck my dick. You can, you know, you can get fucked in the ass by me. But just the fact that, you know, I had tits and I look like a girl still makes you straight. No, darling, that makes you bisexual or that makes you bi-curious because you're not attracted to the tits. You're not attracted to the face. You're attracted to the dick that is attracted to the pretty face. So let's keep it clear, you know, let's not sugarcoat shit.
For sure.
Interesting.
Do you feel like there are any like tropes in porn that you're like overseeing?
What do I mean tropes?
Like things in porn that you're like, are you like, or do you, I guess.
Like that, that might be an example of a trope is like the surprise, like any sort of element in the storytelling that you see all the time.
That all the time. It's always like, oh, the guy sees so, oh, I didn't know you had a dick.
Yeah.
Or, oh, this is my first time that I've done this. Like, it's always the transsexual doing like, oh, well, I'm going to take care of you. It's, I've never in my life since I've done porn, I have done a scene where a guy goes like, you know, I want to take you out on a date and I know that you have a penis and, you know, you touching me underneath the table. It's never been something like, you know, we're on a date.
Right.
We're
married. It's never been like a romantic or like
and even
a
when I do a movie about, let's say I make a movie about I'm going to get married to a guy, you know, the producers will be like, okay, you're going to be marrying him. The wedding is here, but you're going to fuck the groomsman and then you're going to fuck his friends and their and his friends don't know that you're transsexual. So there goes again.
There's the surprise.
Okay. There's the surprise. Yeah. It's always the surprise.
Yeah.
And it's like so repeated that I'm, that's why I do my scenes in my scenes on my OnlyFans or my own website.
Yeah.
I do not go like, do you like this surprise? Yeah. Since the moment is like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, just like, for example, when you see, you know, main straight porn star and a straight porn actor, you know, working together, you already know what she's gonna do, what he's gonna do.
Yeah, exactly.
Same with me. Regardless whether I have a dick or whether I have a vagina,
yeah,
you know, I don't go like, this is a surprise. No.
Yeah.
The surprise is like, I cook you dinner. Surprise. Now, the next surprise is me sucking your dick under the dinner.
Yeah.
Oh my God, babe, your dick is so big. That was not the surprise. Yeah, you already knew that.
Yeah, you know? It was already known.
And that seems more comfortable. I feel like people get tired of like, really? Another surprise?
It also like paints you as like some kind of predator inaccurately, I think. I think that's the danger there is that it's it otherizes and it continues to say like
fetishizing
I can't possibly just be into whatever your anatomical situation happens to be. I have to be like surprised by it and therefore
like well, I guess since we're already here.
Yeah, that's what feels problematic about it is it doesn't actually just acknowledge you being
and that affects so much. Like even my business and my personal life. If I pick up my phone right now and I go through like a few texts that I can show you just off of like the last 3-4 days. It will read something like this. Jesse, I'm your number one fan. I love you. I would love to take you on a date where I don't know that you're a transsexual. And then I'm trying to touch in between your legs and you don't let me. And then once we go back to your place, then you start kissing me and hugging me. And then you put me on my knees telling me that I'm going to eat your pussy. And then you surprisingly put your big heart throbbing cock and you put it on my mouth and then you start forcing me to suck it in and then make me your bitch and just rape me and do whatever you want with me. I'm like, bitch, that sounds like a lot of job. Like, how about if we do that? We just flip it where you take me to dinner and then you start grabbing down my neck, down my leg, then you start stroking my dick, then we go back to my hotel,
like, why
you
have to
suck
be
me down, and then you do whatever I want. But without having that of like, I tricked you.
Yeah.
You
know, why does that have to be a thing?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this video specifically because this is making me want to talk about your video.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a great thing, I think, in the kink thing that we're going to get to in a little that sort of flips that in a cool way. But I don't want to... Spoiler alert. We'll get to it
later.
Yeah. Okay. So like the brief summary of this video is, it's just Saint and Vicky.
Yeah.
Going into essentially like a bedroom.
Right.
Vicky has some lingerie on. There's no like surprise.
Right.
You know, it's, like there's no trap there.
We already know there's a pussy and a vagina.
Exactly. Yeah. They're partnered. And basically what happens is, Saint Roach like teases Vicky. There's some anal play. And then Saint puts on a strap on and fucks Vicky.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Just making sure I have the names right.
Yeah. I thought that this was a hot film.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I have to say that I was surprised at how much I loved like the butt plug.
Yeah. You loved that butt plug.
I did. I was like, well, I love like anything that like, I mean, pleasure pain is like my thing. Like I love like anything that's like a little bit like, oh, I like the, it's like riding the line, you know? And when she was like, kind of like, when they were like, kind of like, pushing the butt plug into Vicky and just like lightly, and then using the cat of nine tails to whip the butt plug. I was like, just lightly, but it was like, ooh,
yeah,
I felt that.
Yeah,
you know,
I felt
watching
that tingling
it.
In my pussy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, exactly. I'm surprised. It's not like butt plugs and like anal toys like aren't something that I usually like go for, like search for.
Yeah,
but I was like really surprised at how turned on it made me. I loved how actually sweet it kind of was.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Saint has a very like dominant quality,
right?
But they were, I think, still like sensual
engaged.
And present and engaged. Yes, great. Yes. Exactly.
I think that's the difference between like domination and, you know, I guess romantic consensual sex is the engaging.
Yeah.
When you're doing domination, it's like, yes, you're engaged, but you're not attached to the person. It's like, I'm engaged. It's like, you're submissive to me and I'm dominant. It doesn't matter what I say, you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
Compared to being engaged as like a romantic couple that is like, the passion, the kissing, the even the penetration is just like smoothly. It's just like, even if it's forced, you know, even if it's just like, oh, just fast, and like, where's the pussy and where's the hole? Just like the connection between is just like so strong.
Well, you have to be in order to be safe, you know, in order to have like really like strong boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to trust that person.
Yes.
I took a brief lesson once on flogging for a play that I was in because I had to whip a girl and we just used an actual
flog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used a cat of nine tails. And the lesson was so, it was great because this woman like really framed it from like an energetic standpoint. Like she was like, you're like receiving the energy that you're sending. Like you're going to know how you're affecting that person if you're sending it right, because you really are like engaged
and connected.
So I'm glad you brought up that word, because I think it's perfectly appropriate.
It's like a circle.
Yeah.
That's another reason why if you look at my scenes, when my dick is inside someone or someone's dick is inside me, I never kiss them.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Think about it. My dick goes inside a person. Wait, my dick goes inside a person, right? That's like closing half of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I kiss them, the whole circle closes and then the energies flow. Mm. And I believe in energy flowing, and like whoever you sleep with, you pick up energy from that people. It's just like anything that you pick up energy from, you know, whoever touched it before. Call me crazy, but I believe in that. Same with porn. I have like this idea that when someone comes inside me, even if it's with a condom or without a condom, even in my mouth too, even before they come, I can feel like warmth energy like coming out. You know, you can feel that warmth coming out before the actual cum comes out. That's energy that the person releases. So in my mind, I'm like, I reject this energy, I reject this energy, I reject this energy. You know, I don't want it. Where I'm going with this, like closing the circle, I don't like closing the circle because I feel like that's so personal. Well, when someone is inside me or I'm inside them and then we kiss, I feel like that energy is just like mixing, you know?
So that's actually you sort of keeping a safe distance.
Yes,
like
I'm
that's
a
how
safe
you
distance.
Stay detached more or less.
Exactly. Whereas like this is just sex, it's one way, it's like just sex.
Mm-hmm.
Kissing, believe it or not, I mean, anyone can fuck me, I guess.
Yeah.
But kissing, it's like so personal to me.
Yeah.
Like, so.
And closing that circle, I think, is vulnerable.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you know?
That they have to pay me thousands of dollars to like kiss and fuck at the same time.
Because
that's so personal.
Yeah,
I don't French kiss. I don't kiss no one if it's not my partner, you know? And I don't want to be picking up from like energy from, you know, all kinds of people. Some porn actors, we have a lot of issues.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I really enjoyed the part of this porn where Vicky was finally like coming and Saint was inside of Vicky with the strap on.
Yeah.
And like it was like really getting intense.
Yeah.
And then Vicky was also like jerking herself off.
Yeah.
/ like Saint would help with that also.
Yeah.
It just seemed like really intense and believable.
It was.
Like,
yeah.
I was.
It yeah, was. Engaged.
That was the exactly. most important
like,
thing.
The way that they were like looking at each other and like connected with like it just felt like. Yeah, I believed it, which is always the thing I go for in porn.
Have you ever been with a friend, or I don't know, do you have any friends that when you go out and something's going on, whether it's funny, silly, dangerous, the moment you look at that person knows what you're thinking, like, get me out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
We need to go get drinks, or let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just like that, just like with the eyes. It was like, you know what's going next, right?
Yeah.
Turn around.
Yeah.
You know what's coming next, right?
Yeah.
Take it. You know, it was just like that.
They
like
felt very engaged
give
that
and
way.
Take. And okay, you take charge now, and then I let go. And now I take charge because I'm doing this. And then you just relax. And the engagement, it was just that, how do you say it? Flow. It just flowed very naturally, mm-hmm. very... Mm-hmm. Like dancing, just floating, like ball dancing.
Yeah.
They were not following the steps. They were just following the rhythm
each other.
Just dancing with each other.
Yeah.
One
it felt very
guided the other.
Like natural in that way. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was a great
film. I thought it was too. I loved seeing lube.
Yep.
I liked seeing the, they kept in like the moment of like getting lube out. I thought that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like, you know, I love spanking.
Yeah.
Love spanking. Oh, I love spanking.
Do you like getting spanked, though?
Oh, I love getting spanked.
I don't.
Oh. I love getting spanked more than I like to spank.
I like spanking more than I like getting spanked.
Because I bruise. Oh, yeah. I do, too. I bruise easily, but, like, oh, I love it. I love, like, having, like, a little mark on my ass, like, later on, like, look
back. Yeah, a little reminder
like,
of a good
time. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd rather have those bruises inside my bajo. Where, when I, you know, like, when you get fucked in the ass, and then it feels like there's, like, a ball stuck in there because you like, pound so hard.
I remember, you're
so
like, moment, I remember it. Yeah,
the,
you sit
the moment
down.
You sit down, you're like, you'll pick up the phone and be like, hey.
Remember?
I just sit down in the couch and my butt hurt. That means... I still remember you.
Yeah. Think about you, babe.
Think about you, babe.
Oh my
are you
God.
Is your butt hurting too?
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, awesome. Shall we, did you have anything else to add or shall we move on to
Jesse's porn.
Saint
I wanna
had great
watch Jesse's
dexter,
porn.
Dexterity.
I love it. Wait, sorry, what did you say, Rachel?
Saint had great dexterity.
Yes.
Yes.
Great dexterity. Great with that strap on. Very
my
talented.
They were insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very impressive. Very
what
impressive
a great
movement
top.
There. Great top. All right.
Let's move on.
Transsexually Speaking, featuring Jesse Dubai and Ruckus.
Ba, 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 ba.
This is from kink.com, some of our faves.
Mm-hmm.
Overall summary.
Yes.
We open on Jesse pleasuring herself. And then you start to go down on Ruckus. And then... Ruckus is fucking you, and then we flip. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm like jumping to my favorite part.
Yeah,
but well, I don't have
doing a little review.
Yeah,
quick synopsis.
Yeah, yeah. You do the synopsis first before I like jump to the
Basically, yeah. So Ruckus fucks you. You fuck Ruckus. Everyone gets off.
Yeah.
And there is a white background and a white couch.
Yes. Yes. White background, white couch.
All right.
Ruckus is in like. Black chaps and like a strappy
chaps.
Deal.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna cut right
Go,
to it. I was enjoying the porn throughout, but when we get to and I don't have the time code sadly, but like when we switch and you become the dominant, I was like, holy shit, I am here for this.
Yeah.
Like when you took over and were like, it's my fucking turn.
Yeah.
Like bend over, I'm getting that at. Like I was like, ah.
I know.
Like, so
I have to say that like I
ready
was
ready for it.
I don't know why I never thought to like. you like to search for trans, because like I love pegging so much, and I was like, why did I never think that I would find this hot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now that it's opened up my mind, like thank God for this podcast and for this episode, because I love trans.
I'm gonna go by myself at Delta and fuck my boyfriend tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like I'd want to watch like my boyfriend get fucked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I get my boyfriend fucked all the time.
Yeah.
I love watching. I'm like, you can fuck anyone you want. Yeah. I just want to be FaceTime with you while you get
fucked. Yeah. I
want
to watch it.
Yeah. Fine. I was just excited to see like your pleasure centered mm-hmm. in that like section of the porn, and for
right.
you to get to be dominant, and you to get to take control, and you to get to like call the shots. Because mm-hmm. I like up until that you were so effectively like submissive and enjoying it and like performing wonderfully otherwise, but I just was like, it just was like, you know, the last act of the movie, you're like, yeah,
yeah,
like here comes the champion.
At the moment Lainey told me, sent me the email and told me which movie you guys where we're going to be reviewing, I was like, oh fuck, I hate reviewing my movies.
Okay. Oh no.
And I like almost forgot about this movie. I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it again, because yeah. I remember what happened.
Is it hard to watch yourself? Like, do you not like, I mean, to watch your own stuff?
I watch
sometimes?
Myself all the time, because yeah. I edit my own content, so yeah. it's boring.
Oh,
it's like
you're used
I already
to it.
Know
yeah.
where this dick is going, I already
yeah.
know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I get tired of myself. It doesn't matter if I'm doing porn, if I'm performing, or if I'm doing, you know, like a soap opera, I'm gonna judge myself all
yeah.
the time, because
yeah.
I'm
yeah,
a most
yeah,
you know,
your biggest critic.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I saw the whole movie again, and going through the movie, it reminded me of everything we were going through behind the scenes.
Mm.
So yes, I remember Aiden Starr was the evil angel or devil?
King.
What King?
Yeah,
was the producers, and she was the director. Aiden.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was like, what do you want me to do? Top or bottom? She's like, first you're going to bottom, and then, you know, I want you seductive, do this, do that, and then you're going to top, and then you just take over whatever you want
yeah.
to do when you
yeah.
I'm like, okay. So when I bottom for Ruckus, of course, you know, I can take huge dicks
yeah.
compared to Ruckus. He has a beautiful dick, but, you know, of course it was just like, I
yeah.
can do this. This,
yeah,
is
yeah,
a,
yeah.
this is a walk in the park. So I was just like enjoying it. I was just like,
yeah.
oh, this is fun. This mm-hmm. is nice. I'll let you do it. Like, I'm a prop. I'll
uh-huh.
let you use me, toss me, do mm-hmm. whatever you want with me. And I see it on that video. I'm like, I can tell that I'm just like letting loose. Flip me this way,
yeah.
flip me that way. I was just, in a way, a living corpse, you
okay.
know?
Yeah.
But when it came to like, okay, Jesse, you can top now, is what Jaden Starr said. I was like, okay, are you ready, Ruckus?
Yeah.
And then he like literally, I remember he's like, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He saw the look on my eyes where I was like, you're getting it. And as
yeah.
you, as we girls saw, I was
yes, you were.
I was like, it's like, you know, when you knock on your door and nobody opens, then you start like knocking it, you know, kicking it with your
feet. Banged the door down.
I banged that door down.
Oh my God. I actually wrote, this is honestly me when I pegged. Like something like unleashed inside me, and I like just fucked,
yes.
you know, like I've never, yeah, it was, I loved it. It was really, really hot.
You released the top inside you.
I did. Who knew? I thought I was a bossy bottom this whole time.
Out of side topic. When
yeah.
you're with your partner, and then, you know, like you get fucked first, and then you start fucking him. When he goes like, ow, babe, that hurts. Do you ever say, now you know what I feel, bitch. Now you know what I feel. I always do that, like with first time, well, like
yeah.
with a guy that he's like, oh, this is my first time. And usually the guys that I'm with is like huge dicks are like, and I'm like, oh, hold on.
Yeah,
hurts. Back up a little bit. You're like
yeah.
hitting my wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, come on. I thought you could take bigger dicks than this. I see you in porn. I'm like, but porn is different than,
yeah,
you know,
than
real,
real
life.
Sex, yeah.
Oh, whatever. And then I'm like, you think, you know, if I fuck you, are you going to be able to take my dick without crying? Oh, your dick's not that big like mine.
Get
just
ready.
Way, darling.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
yeah.
I mean, if you're like in the room next to me, you will think that there's a kid running around on the floor with wet flip flops.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, you'll be like, please tell your child to stop running around the freaking wet floor with flip flops.
Oh my God.
And usually, every time I'm done fucking a guy, they're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that feels amazing.
Yeah.
My legs are shaking, my ass is throbbing.
Yeah.
You're welcome, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to fuck me.
Oh,
no pain,
God.
Just a bunch of pleasure and like,
oh yeah, that's how you know someone's shaking and something went right.
When your legs are shaking and
yeah.
you can't hold the cum inside, that's when you know you got tap good.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof. I loved you like grabbing his harness and like just pounding him. That was really hot to me.
Yeah.
Because he's his skinny. I couldn't grab the fan.
Yeah. You're like, hell, we go. Yes. Oh, I loved it.
And there was a time that like, I don't know, in a position that he got, like his ass was too high, that like I went in. And you know, like that devil's poke, which is like you're getting fucked in the vagina and suddenly the dick pops out and then goes into the the ass. Suddenly you're like, yeah. Something like that happened. I'm like fucking him, and then my dick pops out and his butthole closes, and I go in just like an inch above his butthole, and it goes like, taps the top of the butthole, and then it goes inside his, you know, his ass, and he was like, I'm like, what happened? Yeah. Surprise!
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, but he didn't cry. He's like,
He made some great noises. He did some like guttural response to getting fucked. Super hot.
I don't think fake at all.
Yeah. I love like deep, like guttural, like grunts, moans and groans from a man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I also loved at the very beginning, like you guys like jerking off and like looking at each other. Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really hot to me. When two
like
people
really
are like
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of kissing.
It is. You know, it's like, it is. Intimate.
Yeah. There's a sensuality there. That's
like you
really
seeing
like,
the other person like getting turned on and like touching themselves is hot.
A lot of the times before I have sex, like before I even get hard, I'm like, get naked, sit in front of my couch, and just like, let me watch you jerk yourself.
Yes.
Like, imagine I'm not here. Imagine this, I'm invisible, and I'm walking in like, I just want to see how you pleasure yourself while I'm not here.
Yeah.
So turn on.
I also like watching people pleasure themselves, like thinking about me.
Yeah.
Like, I love mutual masturbation that way, where like, I'm touching myself, thinking about you, and you're touching, like, because watching someone like jerk off looking at me is just really like, ooh, like I am hot to you, and that's hot to me.
Thank God for FaceTime, that you can talk to your partner and be like, babe, look at my pussy, show me your dick right now. But babe, I'm driving, I don't give a fuck, show me your dick.
I don't care. Oh my God,
I'm having a meeting with 20 partners here, look, I'm showing you my pussy, guys, say hi.
Oh my God, I relate to that so much, you have no idea.
That should be a next porn. I'll be like, you know, Jessie taking like a business meeting, and then, you know, she gets a call, FaceTime, and I'll be like, darling, I'm playing with myself, and there's like all these executives watching me jerk off myself on FaceTime, and then they all take a line, you know, get online and start like tapping me.
Love it.
Oh, by the way, if you heard this, trademark, you can make
you
this
can't
idea.
Steal, you can't
yeah, you
steal
can't
it.
Steal my idea. Jessie
copyright
Duran, trademark. Copyright.
Heard it here first.
Nowadays, you gotta copyright everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're incredibly good at dirty talk, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. And I feel like that's hard to find sometimes. Like, there's not a lot of
art. In bed. You should know. I can't even filter in bed.
Well, it's like sometimes I feel like in porn, like the dirty talk like is like isn't that great, or it's not super articulate, and you know,
or
it's
just
like,
you just don't just believe it. I think that's what happens.
It. Yeah,
you're like, oh yeah, baby, okay, or like just don't know what to say, and I just believed that you were like, again, it goes back to that engagement.
I think for me, I've seen that a lot. I think I don't like when it's like, oh baby, your dick's so big. I'm like, no, bitch, that dick's not big. Stop it.
You're like, I want to believe you.
Show. Yeah. I'd rather you just be like, you know. In my personal life, I'm very quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like, oh yes, fuck yes, no.
Yeah.
I'm more like, oh,
right.
Does that feel good? Yes, that feels good. Go a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Yes, that feels good.
This is kind of doing it for me.
This is like kind of working me now. Wait a second. I'm getting warm.
Put a little bit of a more loop. Oh, yeah. Suck my titty. Yeah. Oh, yes. Kiss my nipple. It's not like, oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, my pussy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a performative element.
Yeah, that's
a performance itself.
It's too fake.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes when I'm doing my porn, I'm worried of like, I don't want to be sounding like, oh, my God, all the time. And I don't want to sound quiet all the time. So
you have to find that balance.
If it hurts and if it's feeling good, I'll be like, oh yes, feels good, that dick is big, I love it, daddy.
Yeah.
If it's feeling just good and I don't feel like saying anything, it's like
yeah.
And if the guy is just going at it, tapping, and all you hear is
right,
then my mouth stays shut.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a big smile on my face, and it's just like
that's I love that sound. Love that sound. He rips your panties off?
Yeah, fucking yes. Asshole. Those were expensive panties. They were from La Perla and he ripped them off.
Oh my God. No. I don't know. I loved it. I was there for
worth
it.
Worth it for Rachel.
Oh my God. It was,
it was worth it for me too. Yeah. I was like, he's like, can we rip your panties? I was like, they're from La Perla. They're like $200. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah. It's going to look really hot.
Oh, it did. And you know what? It did. Oh yeah. My God.
There's already a little hole in there. Fuck it.
Rip it. He's ripped. Oh God. It's so hot.
I'm getting a boner right now.
Moving on.
I love it.
Anything else from this film specifically?
Other than it was amazing.
Oh,
it was
great. I wrote this down and I forgot about it briefly. Mm. I love when you choked him too.
Yes.
Like you had your hands on his neck and I was like, this is
I did write that
hot.
Down.
Yeah. I wasn't into that back in then, but me and him, we spoke behind scenes. He's like, you can choke me, you can spit on my mouth, you can slap me, you can do this, you can do that. I'm like, I'm not comfortable with some of that stuff because I don't know how to do it. Like, you know, even when you spank on porn, it's not like just go and spank and make a bruise. It's like you need to like know how to spank where it feels
so
good,
they can shoot
but
something
it
else
hurt.
Tomorrow.
Of course. So he's the one that told me, he's like, do this, you know, like don't slap me too hard. Don't choke me. If you choke me, it feels like good, this. Put your hand right here.
Oh, I love
so
that.
When I choke him, I knew exactly where to position my hands.
Oh,
where
that's great.
I was, choking him, restricting the airflow from his, you know, lungs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wasn't hurting him in a, like, you know, like...
Yeah. Not in a dangerous way.
Yeah. And you're not, like, got arteries. And sometimes when they have squeezed right here, like, a guy will be like this, like...
Right.
And instead of like them, you know, closing my airway, they actually like are literally choking me. That I'm like, no,
I've had to tell guys to change it up.
Exactly.
Like, you're not doing it.
I want to be like, you know, murder being fucked, but I don't want to get literally murdered.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a fantasy, baby.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Boundaries and consent, very important.
And safe words.
Exactly.
Safe words. What's your safe word?
Pineapple.
What is your safe word?
I've changed it with different partners because I don't like bringing the same
safe
word from like one partner to the next and then like thinking about somebody else while I'm fucking you.
What's your safe word now?
I don't have one right now. I haven't like, it hasn't come up recently. But
he hasn't come up.
I know. I'm so.
I guess her safe word is stop.
Stop. Yeah. Like I've definitely just been like stop is the word. It works for me.
Yeah.
Mine's banana.
Banana. Fruit.
Yes. That's what
I'm like. Name.
And my husband goes like, why? Well, my husband and like my boyfriend, everyone that I've used this word with, they're like, why banana? Because you're never going to hear me say banana during
another
sex.
Time. Yeah, exactly.
If you hear me say banana during sex when I don't need to say word, then it's because I'm making a fucking smoothie.
Right.
But if you hear, like if I say, you know, mercy, if I said compassion, then those are, you know,
words
that
you might
use
porn. Yeah.
You know, but if you say, you know, like banana, then you're like, okay, so like, stop. Like,
I'm remembering I used pancake once. I wonder what it is about like edibles. Pancake was also just like a very unsexy word to me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like
the
same part, like,
has
something
to be
that you're like, that like,
out.
Yeah, like weirdly like out. Shakes you out of it because it's like almost a turn off.
I had a fan. I had a fan that I will see him regularly.
Yeah.
And he had three different levels for, you know how in kink is like, you know, if something is bothering you and you need to like readjust yourself without cutting, you say mercy or you say yellow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we check but we don't cut.
Yeah.
If you need to like cut because something's really hurting, something's not feeling comfortable, you say red.
Right.
You know? So this fan, I remember he had like three different tears. And his tears were this is funny. His tears were characters from Family Guy.
Oh. Wow.
If he were to say Meg, that means that everything is good. Mm-hmm. Everything is fine. Keep that pace, you know, don't move it. So he'd be like, oh, yes, Meg.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he said Stewie, then he wants it more. Mm. Like, he wants to get more kinky. He wants to, like, you know, because how Stewie is. He's like, he's gay. And, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, if he said Quagmire, he wants it deep. He wants it dirty. Yeah, he wants deep, you know, fisting and all that stuff. Once he said Peter, stop.
Oh.
Everything stop.
Peter,
once he said,
stop.
Oh, yes, Peter. I will have to, I'm like, okay, I'm pulling my hand out of your asshole. Peter. He's the only person that I've known that has like three different tiers to like, yeah. You know,
well, that's smart. Okay, cool, that there's like tiers to like increase.
Yes.
I don't know that I would want like cartoon characters to be mine because I think that would inevitably like distract me. Right. But that's how great that that's like a system that works for somebody.
I mean, for me, I don't know. I guess it'll be fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like banana will be the first.
Yeah.
Strawberries will be like sexier.
Yeah.
And then like a freaking cucumber. Just fucking rape me and destroy my whole. And now, if I don't want any more,
you know what you like. You know what you like. Yeah. You know, cucumber.
And then the last year, when I don't want any more, or I wanted to stop, I'll be like, the fruit bowl is empty. The fruit bowl is empty. No more. No more.
Nothing.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
This has been so fun and enlightening, and it's been so great to hear from you.
I'm so excited. Even my nipples are so hot.
We got you hot and bothered to send you on your way.
This has been lovely. Thank you so much again for coming on the show and talking to us, taking time into your schedule.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure.
Do you want to shout out your website or plugs?
First, I want to have a shout out to all my fucking perp nasty motherfucker fans. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to pay for my nose job, my boob job, and all these amazing things that I have on me. Thank you. Now, if you guys want to check more of me, just go to Twitter at TSJessie, Instagram, TheJessieDubai, or just go to my website where you can find all things Dubai, which is TheJessieDubai.com. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us at Twitter at GOP the podcast, and you can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. Also girlsonporn.com, and remember to subscribe and give us reviews.
We love hearing from you guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for women and men and non-binary folks as well.
Everybody, we love you guys.
Bye.
Kisses. Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.